The Garda commissioner has said the intention of those organising protests during COVID-19 has been to disrupt the work of legitimate business and government. Drew Harris denied that the Gardaí were heavy in Dublin city centre yesterday when they arrested 11 protesters and charged 9 of them. The commissioner was speaking to our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
Protest is a legitimate activity, but the difficulty we have with these particular protests is, one, it's set against the restrictions on COVID-19, which does place a restriction now on outdoor gatherings. Secondly, with these protests, there is no organiser. What we see is a covert arrangement of protests. We see intelligence which tells us what their intentions are. Their intentions appear to be disrupt the port, to disrupt the activity of the government, disrupt government departments, and that can't be tolerated. So we've no one to negotiate with, and their actual protest outcomes are not lawful purposes for their activity. And lastly, and regrettably, these groups have shown a propensity to violence. We've seen in recent times that there's been violence associated with these protests. So all of these matters are matters then which actually move it from the placing of the COVID-19 restrictions properly into public order legislation. And in the end, last night, we were using public order legislation to prevent actually what would have been a very frightening stampede up Grafton Street. And that's a tight enough pedestrian street, and that can't be allowed to happen either. So there was no heavy-handedness on our part. Our response was proportionate to what we believed were the public order threats that were being created by that protest.
Can you tell us what groups you're talking about? You refer to groups. Who are these people that are protesting?
Well, they are a mix of groups with extremist views, and I have difficulty telling them apart because they all seem to have very much the same views. They do vary in some areas, but you do see amongst some of those groups they follow the Great Replacement Theory, which is a far right theory which is very popular on the internet and within closed groups on the internet. And what we find concerning about these groups is you can see an initial call on open source media, and then quickly then they go to covert means of communicating with each other. And that tells us right from the start there's a problem here and that we should be concerned about the protest activity that's going to follow.
Should the Gardaí be doing more about in particular areas? For example, last week we saw a protest of 9 people on the steps of the criminal courts calling for, quote, justice for Aaron Brady after he was convicted in a court of law. And those people were able to abuse the widow, the wife of the late Detective Garda Adrian Donoghue. They were able to shout abuse from the steps, from the property of the court. And there was no intervention from the Gardaí, and victims of crime were being harassed and being shouted at by these people.
Well, I understand very much the point you make, and it was disgraceful behaviour by those individuals, but disgraceful behaviour does not breach the public order legislation, and we have to weigh that against the powers that we have to prevent protest. And those are the circumstances we found themselves in. In our view, there were disgraceful comments towards family and other individuals, but we are constrained by them, by what the law allows us then to do at that point.
Commissioner, I just get the impression, and maybe I'm wrong, just to clarify it, that you're not really wholeheartedly in favour of the fines that have been brought in legislation. I mean, you did say to the policing authority that they didn't seem to work too well in the UK. I just get the impression that you don't seem to think that you need them, that they're not necessary, and that you're worried that they might damage confidence between the Gardaí and the public. Could you just clarify your view on the fines?
Well, the good thing is the piece of legislation backs this up, and therefore I'm a public servant, a good and faithful servant at that, and I'll do as I'm told.
But it's not something you want.
Fines, it will be something which assists in enforcement, but we don't want to get to the place of enforcement. This is a pandemic that we're assisting with. I find myself in the odd position. If I was talking about disorder, if I was talking about organised crime or crime, I have very definite views, but this is our part of placing a medical pandemic.
Garda Commissioner Drew Harris speaking to our correspondent Paul Reynolds and other reporters at a briefing this morning.